In the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, tape number 29A, Sincerity Only, Salvation. How many times have you heard the statement, "It doesn't matter what you believe, just so long as you're sincere"? Comforting thought, isn't it? Unfortunately, it is not from the Bible. Solomon said a long time ago, "All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits," Proverbs 16:2. And he also said, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death," Proverbs 16:25. There was a time when God winked at ignorance, Acts 17:30, but now, that passage concludes, he commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Perhaps the best lesson concerning salvation by sincerity alone is in the account of the New Testament character Cornelius. If ever a man was sincere, Cornelius was. His life, as we first see him, was above reproach and superior in practically every respect to many professed Christians today. Acts 10:2 describes him thus, "A devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always." Consider the picture for a moment. A man that the inspired writer Luke described as a devout, God-fearing man. A man who had influenced his whole household to be the same, for he feared God with all his house. A caring, benevolent, concerned, generous man, for he gave much alms to the people. Though not educated in religion, still he did what he knew was good and right. He prayed to God always or regularly. God sent an angel to this man, verse 3 and 4, who told him, "Cornelius, thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. God, who knoweth the hearts of all men," Acts 1:24, bore witness through the inspired scriptures that here was a man as sincere in his devotion to God and service to his fellow man as any individual could ever be. Who among us today would dare to lay his manner of life alongside this description of Cornelius and allow the two to be compared? Any who would be almost certain to come out second best. If ever a man deserved to be saved because of his sincerity, this was the man. Yet God thought it important that Cornelius hear a preacher and be taught in the way of God. The angel instructed him, "Send men to Joppa, and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter, the Apostle," verse 5. "He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do," verse 6 of Acts 10. God thought this mission important enough that he also sent a vision to Peter in Joppa, and repeated it 3 times to convince Peter that he ought to go to Cornelius' house, Acts 10, 9-16, then spoke to Peter directly through the Holy Spirit, verses 19 and 20, and said, "Arise therefore, and get thee down, and go with Cornelius' messengers, doubting nothing, for I have sent them." Why was it so important to God to get Cornelius, as good a man, as sincere a man as there ever was, together with a preacher? Peter's description of the circumstances of this event later explains exactly why it was so vitally important. Peter said in Acts 11:13 and 14 that the angel that God sent to Cornelius in the beginning said to him, "Send to Joppa, and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee words, whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved." Do you see the significance of that? Cornelius had a desperate need to hear words, our instruction, our teaching, that could save him. What that is, cause in a lost condition. In other words, sincerity alone is not enough. No one can be so good or so sincere that he can earn salvation or deserve heaven. Romans 3:10 and 3:23 stresses that. All who are saved by God's grace. Ephesians 2:8, his undeserved favor. But God has revealed certain conditions to be met before he'll extend that grace to us, and a failure to meet those conditions, even because of ignorance of them, spells doom, no matter how sincere you may be. Tape number 256, How to Attain Salvation, covers these conditions. Cornelius was lost until he heard and obeyed God's instructions through Peter. How about you? Are you more sincere than Cornelius? Do you lead a more praiseworthy life? If God looked into the innermost corners of your heart, could he praise you as he did Cornelius? Most would have to answer no. And yet, Cornelius had to hear words whereby he could be saved. My friends, so do you. So do all men. Sincerity alone is not enough.
Your message.